Before we get to today's News AF, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at TrueCar. TrueCar has got a few useful tips for you that are actual, factual, about how a coffee filter can be used with a little bit of olive oil to clean the interior of your car. You could also take some heavy objects out of your car. That's going to improve your gas mileage. And also, according to TrueCar, if you hold your car remote to your chin, that's going to improve the range so you can unlock your car from even further away. But here's a tip that you might not know about. TrueCar can help you buy a used car as well. That's right. TrueCar isn't just for buying a new car. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy a new or used car. And with TrueCar, you can see what other people paid, so you'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. You're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with a TrueCar certified dealer. Then when you're ready to buy that new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of January 16th, 2018, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old buzz makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back to talk about the most amazing and wonderful news stories happening. And there's so much News AF happening this week. So this is, you guys picked a good one to listen to this week. First, let me welcome in one of our top News AF analysts out there in the field today. He is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm one of the top two.
One of the top two analysts. And also, yes.
Yeah.
And then tied with me
as one of the top two analysts.
Tied is an important word today. Danny Bryson. Tied.
I'm an analyst. Analyst, which one?
I would say analyst, but okay. it depends on what you're doing. So if you're analyzing things, you'd be an analyst. If you're analyzing things, you are an analyst.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I analyze, but mostly I analyze.
Okay.
Okay.
So you analyzing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, sometimes. Good to be here, guys. I'm glad to be here analyzing things with you two.
Yeah. Danny, how's your week?
I don't analyze.
What's that, Rob?
How are you doing, Danny? Besides the analyzing.
I'm actually doing pretty good. I did a home project last night that I'd been putting off for 3 years.
What was it? A puzzle?
What was it?
It was
a puzzle.
I don't do puzzles. It was kind of like a puzzle. I had to put up, barn wood, the fashionable barn wood that people do. Mm-hmm. So I went and ripped a bunch of barn wood off of a barn, drove it home. Then it sat in my driveway for a couple weeks, and then I took out all the nails and I put it all up on a wall, and I'm about 3 boards short. So all that hard work, and it's not even finished.
Tyson loves board shorts. Now it looms over my head
like it's just not cool.
Yeah. What will you do, Danny?
I'm not a fan of home projects. Mm-hmm. Why isn't it good enough that it has a roof and walls and interior heating? Why do we have to make it look special? Because in 3 or 4 years, all those things we do to make our house look good look just as junky as the rest of the house.
Mm. Why didn't you come to me? Because I'm the son of a carpenter.
That is true. That is so true.
Like Jesus.
But you don't live near me, so I had to go solo. And by the way, I did a pretty good job, except for the missing boards, which now it'll be another 3 years until I get those boards and put them up.
Yeah.
Where are the boards?
They're on a barn somewhere. I gotta go just in the middle of the night, go out and just rip some boards off a barn.
Looting a barn, or does the barn owner know you're taking their boards?
We owned the barn when I took the boards off. Now we own the barn no longer because in that period of time we've sold the property with the barn. Yeah. So now I'm out barn wood. Like who do I call for just random barn wood?
Where was the barn wood? You can buy barn wood anywhere.
Yeah, but that seems like I don't want to buy barn wood.
Well, why? Because it's at a premium. It actually costs more than new wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy it back.
That's why I don't want to buy it. So are you saying that instead of going into cryptocurrency, I should go into barn wood?
if you can find enough barnwood to get for free,
how much do
sell it?
How much do I need to become a millionaire kingpin in the barnwood industry?
20 barns.
20 barns.
That's like the bare minimum.
20 barns barn worth game. Of wood.
Well, all I need is 3 boards. So I don't know where I'm going
to
find
it. Why don't
you go
up to
Euclid? I guess I could go buy it. Yeah, I'll just go up to your dad's place. I know how to get in. That fence is pretty low. So yeah, I'll just climb
up.
But
you can also
fence.
Just go in and say, hi, I'm Danny. And they'll say, okay, take whatever you want for free.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
All the barn just, wood that
Ben
you want.
And Josie are up there.
Yeah. But Tyson's got some good wood up at his dad's place. Okay, mm-hmm. Good looking wood. But anyway, right. That was my weekend, kind of. And then I fixed plumbing, too. I did like this whole went on a kick. And then, again, nothing simple because I was trying to fix a toilet that was leaking.
Oh, did you use a poop knife?
No, but the leak got worse. And the whole time I'm working around a toilet, I'm touching the toilet, I'm leaning against the toilet. It's an entire, it's a very cramped space. I had to take a shower after working on it and scrub myself because of just the thought of how much contact I had with the toilet.
Where did you scrub yourself?
Everywhere. My entire body. It's disgusting. Mm, nice. Not worth it. Yeah, let's talk about the joys of renting. See, if you rent, that's somebody else's problem, right? You got to have the guy. You do have to mess with your landlord and convince him to send someone, but you don't have to fix toilets. Correct. You don't ever have to be pressured into putting up barnwood. You can just say the landlord won't allow it.
Yeah.
But not me.
Well, Still, Rachel's like, hey, I want to punch a bunch of holes in these walls to hang pictures. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And there's holes punched all over these walls. They have touch-up paint in the back that I can just like...
In your current home? She like got there and was like...
Let's hang paintings everywhere.
Yeah, Liz has like 30 paintings in here that she swears she's going to hang someday, but they just sit on the floor.
Yeah, that we have some sitting on the floor. My parents' house, all of them sit on the floor.
I don't know why people get these. Oh, there's Rob.
No. So my parents are just out of slothfulness, maybe. They haven't hung any of the pictures. My dad is a builder of fine and fancy homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has built many a home for artists, and they give him originals or prints. So he has stacks of pretty decent art, I think, just like leaning up against walls and like in places where they plan to hang it. But they've been in their current home for 14 years, and some of those paintings have sat on the floor for 14 years.
Yeah, they'll never be hung. You know, I've always wanted to commission a painting of myself. How cool would that be?
Like, I mean, think Churchill.
Yeah, like the sky's the limit. You could have yourself all muscular.
It's not that much.
Yeah, well, it still is too much. Like, even if you could find someone cheap, you want it to look good. Like, you want it to look slightly better than one of those Daniel Steele book covers.
Yes.
You know, you want to be muscular, flowing hair like Fabio on the back of like a minotaur with a unicorn's head in your hand, totally naked. Hung like a zoo animal. I mean, just how awesome would that be if you had a 10 by 10 that hung somewhere?
Oh, you
want to
do something big.
Yeah, something
you
massive.
You mean a 10 foot by 10 foot, over your mantle.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, people would come in and they would see it, and they honestly, you would know who your friends were right away. It'd be like a little test to see who's really a friend, because if they laugh, now you can become friends. But if they look away, then you know that you should never invite them back to your house.
All right. So if we have
why would they look away?
Listening, any artists, maybe we can have.
Actually, this is the challenge, Rob.
Yes.
This is the challenge. Why don't we just have people submit that exact artwork to Danny via Twitter so we can see all of it, so people can draw it up, and sketch artists, watercolor, any medium.
Okay. Okay.
I think
we need
any Danny painting.
Any Danny painting, not just that one.
You could do that one or anyone.
So in the background, we have to have like a burning landscape. Right? Okay. Don't you think that kind of fitting? Or it could be me on a Pegasus flying through the clouds with a bloodied sword in the head of like a centaur.
So you're thinking like an apocalyptic background, like I have just created the apocalypse, or I'm escaping the apocalypse without my family.
Or maybe I'm in charge of the apocalypse.
Maybe you're one of the eight.
Yeah, one of the
horsemen.
Four horsemen or whatever.
One
yeah,
of the four horsemen.
I guess what I'm describing here is a scene from the very end of the Bible, the best parts, the best part of the Bible there at the end.
Well, submit your Danny art this week, and we'll share it on the live podcast.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into some of our news stories for this week, because we have a lot of stuff to get to. And I guess we need to start with a big story that people have been talking about over the past week. And that is the latest millennial fad out there, the Tide Pod Challenge, Tyson.
We've heard about this weeks ago. Mm-hmm. we had an article submitted to us. I don't even think we used it, but it said that more adults had been injured eating Tide Pods than kids.
10 people have died over
this. This is like a month ago, and 8 of them are like adults, but they're senior citizens. So
no.
Yes.
No.
They
think
like
it's
hard
candy. They think it's hard candy. You know, they put it in their bowl with that ribbon candy.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like that ribbon candy.
You like ribbon candy?
Yeah, kind of.
Where do you even buy ribbon candy?
I can remember eating it. I'm pretty sure I got it from my grandma, who grew up during the Depression. So that was the only candy available. That and eating
ribbon
shoe
candy.
Leather.
Ribbon candy was fancy looking, but I don't even know if you could buy ribbon candy anymore. Anyways... Yeah, so now they have these kids eating Tide Pods. We're just culling the herd.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Yeah. So the Tide Pod Challenge, you know, Tide had for years been worried about babies getting into it, but there are lots of young people that are filming themselves biting into these Tide Pods and then filming it and then posting it on social media just to get more likes and views, Danny.
I think that that's still a better idea than cementing your head in a microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're trying to judge which idea to go with, I think you go with the Tide Pod, even though that's still not a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think that this is all part and parcel with what we were talking about a couple of weeks ago with Logan Paul, where, you know, I need this. There's so much pressure on me to get likes and views on social media that I need to do more and more outrageous things like showing dead bodies and eating packets of laundry detergent, Tyson.
Oh, by the way, update on him.
Yes.
He was stripped of a lot of his YouTube privileges. I don't know if he was full on banned, but it took like 2 weeks, but he was eventually removed from some of their channels and their preferred network. And I don't think he could monetize or something like that. So Tyson, part of your desire came true. I mean, he hasn't fallen completely from grace, but he's on his way. He's definitely tumbling down from the clouds.
Yeah, but these guys, he'll rebound. I don't know. He has a comb over. I think he's done.
Dude. No, he's going to go straight to the Tide Pod. He's going to do that challenge where you see how many grapes you can put in your mouth. But
he's
going to
do it with Tide Pods.
He's going to do it with Tide Pods. And it's just going to be the best Tide Pod video ever.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob, you think this is the only way that Logan Paul or Paul Logan, what is it?
Logan Paul.
It doesn't matter. We all
Paul
know.
Logan.
Yeah.
Can redeem himself is by jamming as many Tide Pods in his face as possible.
No, I don't. Who does that redeem himself to?
Well, people start watching his videos again, and then YouTube's like, okay, you're fine.
You're so funny.
Mm. And yeah, you're so funny and cool.
Yeah. I don't know. Danny, is this any different, these people doing the Tide Pod Challenge, than when people used to watch Jackass and that there were people that were hurting themselves from Jackass stunts, but I feel like the people weren't getting that mad?
Yeah, because back when Jackass started,
that was just a TV show.
Yeah, it was like, well, the other thing is you had to make a tape or, you know, it wasn't easy to film and send in and watch. There mm-hmm. wasn't a convenient medium set up where you could just film it and then post it right away. It was actually something you had to think about in advance. Now you've got a phone in your pocket. There's no planning. Everything's spontaneous. And so it's easy to just be like, oh, look, I found this random object. Let's just put it in my mouth and you film it and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. So had Jackass been on in the YouTube era, that there could have been a lot more problems, Tyson.
a lot more problems.
Well, and now there's a million jackasses, like seriously millions of them doing exactly what Jackass did. I mean, like I said last week, I dived into the internet. I saw everything those guys were doing done by completely random people who gained almost no fame from it.
Yeah.
Horrible things.
And a lot of people are having to go to the emergency room. I don't think anybody has died from the Tide Pod challenge, but they have had to go to the emergency room. And I think that part of
actually 10 people have died
from the Tide
from eating Tide
from
Pods.
Eating Tide Pods, not the challenge. By the way, now's the time to invest in a hospital. Maybe that's where you should put your money.
Does this is this Tide Pod challenge like raising awareness for ASL or what is
ALS? It's not like you don't do it and then tag 10 people that have to also do it at the end.
We should start that. I challenge Danny Bryson, Rob Sesternino, Barack Obama, and that's how people always challenge. They're like, I'll challenge a few of my friends and then I'll challenge the most famous people in the world and see if they'll also respond to me.
Boy, that why not the way that if Obama went. Accepted your Tide Pod
Chrissy
challenge.
Chrissy Teigen.
Okay, Tyson. I got this Tide Pod right here. That would
I got
be
a challenge
really
from
something.
Tyson Apollo.
Yeah. Tyson
what about Apollo ribbon challenge candy me? Challenge, Tyson?
The no. ribbon candy challenge?
Nobody would do that. Yeah. It's too gross.
Yeah, that's impossible. You'll break a tooth and have old-timey flavor stuck in your mouth for a little while.
Nobody would do the ribbon candy challenge.
The last ribbon candy was made in like 1961.
So what you're saying?
But you can still find it in bowls on coffee.
Yeah,
tables.
So my grandma's candy was like 30 years old when I was eating it.
When you finished it off, yeah.
Wow, tasted good. It aged well. It was like a fine wine. Tasted oaky.
Yeah, ribbon candy is like that. It's like, this is a vintage ribbon candy, 1952. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten so bad for the Tide Pod Challenge that Tide had to bring in New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski to record a PSA about telling kids not to do the Tide Pod Challenge. Here's Gronk.
No, 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 no.
Not even as a joke?
No, no, no.
Should you ever use Tide besides your clothes? Yeah.
What the heck is going on, people? Use Tide Pods for washing, not eating.
That doesn't really work.
Is that really sponsored by Tide?
Yeah. Tide tweeted this out, this video from Rob Gronkowski from January 12th. Don't eat the Tide.
And the Gronk is the guy, huh?
Gronk is the guy.
The guy that,
yeah.
Look, they need to find the kids who are eating Tide Pods don't even know who Rob Gronkowski is. They need to bring in a YouTuber to put out the Tide Pod.
Warning. Oh, Logan Paul.
There
he's
you
back,
go.
Baby.
Yeah, his path
he's
to redemption
back.
Right
yeah.
there.
You know, death is funny. You know what's not funny?
Yeah.
Eating Tide Pods and maybe dying.
Hey, kids, it's me, Logan Paul. I know a thing or two about questionable decisions, but even I know, don't eat a Tide Pod.
I don't think questionable decisions. I think bad decisions.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two about obviously bad decisions.
Right, right. This could be a huge platform for somebody. It's award season, right? You know, everybody's in on Me Too. Maybe one, maybe there could be like one person that gets in on, no, I'm going to differentiate myself from the field and I'm going to get on the Don't Eat Tide platform.
Okay, here's how we do it. We make a dress out of Tide Pods.
Oh, and raise awareness.
You hose the person down when they're on the red carpet, revealing a message written on their skin.
Don't eat Tide.
Don't eat Tide Pods.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And who will this person that's wearing this dress be? Because they have to be strong enough. That's going to be heavy.
That is going to be heavy.
Hmm.
By the way, I think I just came up with a great way to bathe in the rain. If you could make a pair of pants out of Tide Pods or something similar, just go out in the rain. By the end of the storm, you're totally clean.
Danny, you could already do that. You just soak your pants in soap and then let them dry. Yeah. Put them on. But then if you sweat, you're going to lather up. You're going to have lots of lather. Everybody's going to be like, why are you lathering?
Yeah.
Well, I'm like a racehorse.
Should we record something for the record, some sort of PSA to tell our listeners not to eat Tide Pods?
I feel like our listeners are upper caliber individuals who would know better than to eat. That's why they
watch
this show.
Can, But it, listen to this, though, Danny, because this could be, we could do the first PSA that runs like a MLM. Like, hey, listeners, do you have 10 friends? Would any of those friends maybe eat Tide Pods? Tell them not to.
Mm-hmm. And then have them.
And then have them friends. Tell their 10 friends.
I feel like
and then everybody send us a nickel. Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. Send us a dollar and you'll get 5 cents.
Should we get ahead of the curve and try to start the anti-cascade challenge for people that are going to start eating the dishwasher packets?
Oh, I thought you meant the DJ cascade.
Yeah. DJ cascade. I was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Do you think that Cascade wishes that it was getting publicity like Tide right now?
Of course,
like, how
they
can
do.
We entice more people to eat our stuff so that it's getting more publicity?
Maybe Tide could sponsor Survivor and do the barbecue next season and feed Tide Pods to all the contestants.
Yeah. Just and then you just they're like cleaning up with it like a bar of soap.
Yeah. Well, they bite into it and then clean up with it. Because here's the thing. Tide publicly is like, don't eat our Tide Pods. But in their minds, they're like, please show more videos of kids
please
eating.
Please eat our Tide Pods.
Yeah. We've never had millennials buy laundry detergent before. This is an untapped market.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody under 40 has ever bought laundry detergent. It's not laundry detergent.
Way,
it's dishwasher detergent.
Why are they
making
it? I have
Tide Pods here right now.
Yeah. Why are they making it so colorful?
You guys want me to eat a couple of them.
Why does it have to be like, why does it have to look so fantastic? Like a crazy unicorn frappuccino. Like, what if you don't want people to eat it, make it look like mush.
Dog turds.
Dog like turds.
One side looks like oatmeal, the other side looks like dog turds yeah. with corn in it.
So, Danny, you'd like some sort of Tide Pod that looks like a charcoal briquette? That would be the most
doesn't
unappealing.
Doesn't look delicious at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, seriously, it looks like a cellophane wrapped dog turd.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to
put
eat
that in their mouth.
Except, you know, the lowest of the low might still consume it. But most people would be like, yeah, I'm not going to touch that. Even a baby's like, nah, that doesn't look right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, babies do eat dog food.
Yeah, that's true.
But they only eat it once. Bergen, her first attempt at dog food was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She
All right.
put it in her mouth and then spit it out and was like, that's yucky. And that's the only time she's ever eaten anything off the ground.
All right, well, let's talk about some of our other stories this week going on. And police are on the lookout for an armed robbery suspect, and they are telling people to look for a very distinct tattoo that this man has across his forehead because it's his social security number, Danny. Nobody has ever done this before.
Wouldn't it suck to be a former employee of that social security website where they protect your social security number? Remember that CEO had it posted on a big truck and drove it around town and then had his identity yeah. stolen like 800 times?
Yeah.
All of the employees at their call center had to get their social security number tattooed on their face.
This is a baller move.
This is just a bad idea. I mean, we're told to protect this. It's one of the most important numbers we have, right? Associated with our persons. And so here he is putting it on his head. I get it. Maybe he forgets it quite often and this is like a memento type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. This guy is like, F the system. I don't care.
Right.
And this guy is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he is a baller because he's basically saying, like, I dare you to steal my identity. I'm so tough.
I dare you.
I dare you.
Of course I'm robbing you armed.
Yeah.
But I'm putting the most important thing that we have in our lives on my forehead for you to take willy-nilly from me, but you're not going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is actually a good point. He's basically just giving he might as well have tattooed the middle finger.
Yeah.
Right there on his forehead.
You don't want any part of my ID. I challenge you. I Tide challenge you to steal it. You should do a Tide challenge
before you
steal my identity. This is the identity theft challenge.
Tide Pod challenge. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Chrissy Teigen, George Clooney, and if one of them responds, it'll make his
life. The identity theft challenge. All right. So police are saying to be on the lookout for this man. Let me give out the social security number just in case you're wondering if you run into this man. That the social security number looks to be 463 15 8781 if you're writing that down, if you run into him.
463-158-781.
Yeah.
So if you see a guy with a different number tattooed on his face, go ahead and disregard it. But it's if it's that him. Exact number,
yeah, then call your then local you know authorities. That's the armed robber. And so
this guy's credit score is already in the toilet. So he's like, whatever, I can put this up here. Anybody can steal it. They're not going to be able to get any loans or credit cards from this number.
That's exactly what I think happened. I think he went in. He's like, oh, my credit. Or he filed for bankruptcy 8 times in a row and was like, you know what? Screw this whole system. The way everything works is crap. I'm just going to let it all out there. And then I don't have to worry about it anymore. Because now at this point, he's like, what? There's no point in checking my credit score. Who cares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where somebody like Danny is on his phone like 8 times a day refreshing his credit score. Little does he know that every time he checks it, it takes a little hit.
Boom. Chips away.
Is that true,
Danny? I only recently found that out, by the way. That's insane. That's so insane. I don't even get how credit works. What dark magic is credit? Because seriously, the whole system is
if you check it personally, you take a ding.
I can't believe that.
It's like a pot of boiling water. If you look at it, then it makes it slower to boil.
Yeah. Yep. It's the same exact scientific principle as that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A watch credit score never rises. Just goes back to it. You got to just leave it alone. Come back to it. It's a proverb.
Oh, the exact opposite of cryptocurrency.
All right. Let's talk about a story that is from National Geographic that has done some interesting research on chickens. And they've studied chickens to see like just how the chicken brain works. And they've noticed some interesting findings from their research as chickens do seem to recognize human faces. And not just that, they've done a study and they found that the chickens prefer the faces of attractive people, or as they defined it in this study, people with very symmetric faces versus people who do not have very symmetric faces, which is long thought to be how we determine beauty, Danny.
That's just another check the box for beautiful people. Chickens love them too. Mm-hmm. Babies love them. Chickens love them. Everybody loves the beautiful people. I just can't. It's just too much.
Yeah.
This article is actually quite interesting because it gives us more chicken facts that I think we also need to talk. Like, it's crazy. So the color of the chicken's earlobes usually determines the color of eggs they will lay. The chickens have to be exposed to about 12 hours of light, natural or artificial, before they're stimulated to lay an egg.
Yeah.
So these are fun chicken facts in here, guys. Let's see what else we have.
Do you think the chicken is smarter than the Tide Pod eater? Like, have they done a side-by-side comparison?
Yeah, they put a Tide Pod out and no chickens ate it. No,
wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, not a single chicken ate it.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing. Although the people that did not eat the Tide Pod were called chicken. I think that was also part of the problem.
That makes sense.
So human chickens weren't eating the Tide Pods.
Yes.
But chickens.
So being called a chicken now takes on a whole new level because being called a chicken might be considered a compliment.
Right, because a chicken is so smart that it wouldn't eat a Tide Pod. If somebody calls you a chicken when you don't take the Tide Pod challenge, when Barack Obama says, Tyson, thanks, but no thanks on the Tide Pod, yeah, and you call him a chicken on social media, and he could say, well, that's exactly what this study says. Also, this is also from this this article. So they are talking about the study, and this is from the National Geographic article. In the study, the scientists trained 4 hens to react to photographs of an average female face, but not an average male face, and vice versa for 2 cocks.
But wait, what was that last part again?
Yes, this is how they did. This is how they performed the study.
They were shown pictures of cocks.
Yes, no, that the
no two cocks.
Two cocks were shown pictures of an average female face and an average male face.
Okay.
Yes.
And a so rooster. What they ended Roosters. Up finding was the chickens pecked at more screens showing the symmetrical faces, revealing the same preference as 14 people who had done the same experiment.
Wow. So is this a compliment to chickens or a slight to humankind?
I think that we're all on the same page. I think that it's what that beauty is.
No, it's like we've always held ourselves to be the kings of the animal kingdom, mm-hmm. but maybe we're just on par with everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody likes a symmetrical face. I mean, you can't get away from that. That's part. That's just nature.
Yeah, but when the aliens show up, they're going to take all the people who don't have symmetrical faces because they're like rare gems.
Mm-hmm.
All of
so
like,
what did they have?
Well, like
so they had a picture of the Elephant Man,
yeah,
Quasimodo,
the Elephant Man and Quasimodo, or
Denzel Washington,
right,
who a lot of people say has the most perfect symmetrical face, I believe.
Yeah,
he is mesmerizing,
right. Now, if you really want to go for the non-symmetrical face look, they say that tattooing your social security number is a great way, unless your social security number is like 1111,
an anagram,
or like 69 69 1 69 69. Then
yeah,
you want to that's a good way to throw off the symmetry.
Or 1111111.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a lot of zeros. That too.
Yeah,
but. If wow. you are concerned
eights and zeros
about the chickens taking over and then giant chickens coming to peck at people, I think they're going to come after the more attractive people first.
Yeah, it sounds like they love the face flesh of attractive people.
Uh-oh. Good thing I'm aging.
Those cocks love to peck at the face of attractive people.
That's right.
I did that Google art face thing.
Yeah, what's that?
And... So Google Photos.
Oh, okay. Now you upload a photo and it tells you.
Oh, Arts and yeah. No, their Arts app. You can go put a picture of you in, and then it shows famous art that is your doppelganger. And mine was like a picture of either like God the Father or Zeus or somebody. So I was like, that's
right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I don't know. Do you think chickens would peck at God the Father's face?
Maybe. Let's jump into another story about a man who was a very successful marathon runner. His name is Kelly Agnew, and
calling him out.
Yes. And that he recently came under fire because it has been revealed that he's won these 48-hour races in 2014 and 2015, but it has been revealed that at the end of the race, he ends up just going to go hide in a porta potty, and then he comes out and wins the race, Danny.
First of all, there should be an award for being willing to sit in a porta potty for that long. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself could be a contest. Forget the Tide Pod challenge. Let's do the porta potty sit challenge.
Yeah. So here's what he was doing, Rob.
Yes.
And Danny will understand this as well. So these ultra races, the ones he was doing are on a loop.
Right.
And it's whoever can do the most amounts of loops in 48 hours. And so what he was doing was he was running a circle, crossing through the checkpoint, then kind of like circling back and hiding in a porta potty for the entire lap of the race, then come back out, go through the checkpoint again like he had done a lap, mm-hmm. and then go out for another lap. And he at one of the races, they discovered it was a 48-hour race. He was first place by over 50 miles and he did like over 200 miles of running in 48 hours. And then they were like, oh, he missed checkpoints. So then they went back and looked at his other races and he had missed checkpoints at every race he did. So usually like missing a checkpoint at a race, they're kind of like, whatever. We probably just like missed him somehow.
Yeah.
But when it's at every single race you're doing, they're like, no, this guy's cheating. So in a way it's genius. And here's the other thing that I really find intriguing is that people are willing to cheat. Like this guy wasn't probably making money doing this. It probably wasn't his job, but for some reason there's a point of pride in winning. Like what does he get from this?
Yeah, exactly. And plus if you're going to cheat, I feel like cheating is a skill. most likely you're going to get caught.
Oh, this guy's got the skill.
No, he doesn't, because he said 55 miles is an unrealistic amount of space between you and second place.
Yeah.
It's like 5-10 miles. Okay, maybe. But trying to do 55, that's just too much. And that's probably what really drew attention to him. Plus, I saw a picture of him after he'd won one of the races, and I'm like, that guy looks refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to look like that after 48 hours of running. He looked like pretty good for a guy who'd been out for 2 days.
For a guy who's been hanging out
in the
porta
potty. I think he still probably ran about half the race, but he probably slept in the porta potty.
Yeah, and he doesn't get paid, but I did read that he has sponsors. And by the way, Tyson, he is a Utah native. So,
oh, he is?
Yeah, he is from around these parts. And so,
have you heard of him before?
Yeah, actually, someone called me and was like, hey, did you hear about that guy that got busted? And he said that he knew him. And I'm like, I didn't know him personally, but I did see the pictures. And what an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing's worth, really, realistically, very few things are worth cheating. And that was not on that very short
list. So this guy was cheating to get a free pair of running shoes every 6 months.
That didn't fit, right?
Yeah, that he didn't even like, but he had to wear because they were given to
him. Yeah. It's just like, plus, if you're going to run 100, let's say he ran 100 miles or even 50. It's like, dude, you already ran that far. We're all impressed. Isn't that good enough?
I'm not.
You know, you're not impressed, Tyson?
No.
So it's stupid. The guy, and I'm glad that you called out his name, because cheaters need
to be
exposed.
What's that name again, Rob?
His name is Kelly Agnew.
And do you have his social security number?
No, he doesn't tattooed it just yet. Now, has this ever happened in cycling before? This happens?
In road racing, it's harder, but in mountain biking, it is easier to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, that we catch people cutting. Like, because I used to organize bike races, and we had people that every single week they'd either like win or we'd catch them and they'd be like, oh yeah, the course wasn't marked properly. Yeah. I took a wrong turn. But they would it would be like the same like three people who were like, oh, I took a wrong turn again. Like every week you take a wrong turn or you end up like winning your category without us catching you. And so... Yeah, and they never are the ones they never come up and are like, hey, I accidentally took a wrong turn. It's like, hey, so-and-so said they saw you cut the course up there. Oh, yeah, I took a wrong turn. Mm-hmm. Oh, but you weren't going to say anything until we approached you on it?
Nope.
It happens all the time. Shady.
And by the way, marathon cheating is huge. There's stories, I would say a couple every year about
that lady won the New York or the Boston
marathon
like in the 70s, and she just like popped out of the crowd like 2 miles from the finish.
Well, and there's even more recent stories of people who have cheated this year by just getting around, getting a ride, whatever, and winning the race or getting close to it.
So weird.
This is actually pretty common.
Okay. In movie news AF this week, so huge news in Saudi Arabia, where the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has lifted a 35-year ban on films being shown in movie theaters. So... that's the really great news for the people of Saudi Arabia. The bad news is that the first movie shown in Saudi Arabia after a 35-year absence is the 2017 blockbuster
Emoji.
That we talked about here on News AF, the Emoji movie.
No!
Yeah. I have a couple theories here. Yeah. I have a couple theories on
Me
this.
Me too.
Okay, one of them is there's nowhere but up from here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're like, good. Okay, this is a movie. Oh, look, they get better and they just keep getting better. Or the other theory is we haven't been missing anything. Let's just keep movies illegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, they're trying to punish the people that are like, we want movies. Okay, you want movies? You want a movie? All right. Okay. You got it.
Okay,
here's
we got a movie for you.
Here you go.
We got
Everybody
a movie for
come
you.
On out. Let's go see the Emoji movie. And like, oh, maybe we didn't need movies. Maybe, okay, take them away. Please make it stop. Nope. You said you wanted to watch this. Now sit through the whole thing.
Next up, Christmas Prince.
Now. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. This Emoji movie. Please make
the alternate headline is Saudi Arabia becomes disappointed by movie selection and popcorn prices.
Yeah.
Like, because
they really
they're going to be
35
like,
years.
Yeah, they haven't been, so they're not used. They haven't slowly been warmed up to the idea of popcorn costing $15 for a small tub. So it's going to be a shock for them. The quality of the movies and the price of the concessions, it's going to be hard.
Yeah, they're going to give up.
Yeah.
Tyson, is it true that the people of Saudi Arabia also said, I totally understand this is why Chris Pratt left?
Yeah, Anna Faris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, dude. People's tastes for films in locations are different. Like, when I lived in Europe, people there, their favorite movies of all time from the US were the American Pie films. And not even like the first one, like the ones that went straight to DVD. They loved those movies.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they did like some studies and they found that maybe the Saudi Arabians would love the Emoji Movie over any other movie ever made.
Yeah. Maybe is there less lost in the translation, Danny, because the emojis are
emojis
symbols?
Universal.
That actually is a great point. The bridge of communication between countries is emojis.
That movie makes sense in no language, Danny.
Well, that's the great thing. It's a universal language. And so they don't have to pay that much to get the movie translated because you could just make out a lot of it by just, you know, looking at the emojis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see what movie they end up bringing in next. I'm seeing that we have one suggestion. I think Ron is saying maybe A Christmas Prince from Netflix could be the next movie to come to Saudi Arabia.
I highly recommend against that.
Yes. Why? Because The Christmas Prince would be too much of a threat to the royal family?
No, it could... it depends on which way you're going. It's such a bad movie that it really could work in the government's favor, or it could cause riots.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we know there's better movies out there. Stop showing us this garbage.
Yeah.
Well, The Christmas Prince would be hard to show, too, anyways, because... it's a Netflix, so how would it get a theatrical release?
Somebody would have to have a Netflix account and a projector.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess so.
And then, actually, that's a pretty good idea. Open a theater. People don't know what's available. You could just do a Netflix count and a projector, charge $10 per ticket, $30 per tub of popcorn. You could make a killing.
Yeah, well, what's this
there.
New film, Black Mirror? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me check it out.
Bright?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's actually a good idea.
Oh, Will Smith has a new film out. This is a blockbuster. You check all of this out. Okay. There is a I don't even know what to call this. There is a controversy, I guess, in Sweden because there has been a new IKEA magazine ad, which is now available. The picture is of a crib, and the ad is very special, Danny, because a woman can urinate on the ad and it will tell you if you are pregnant or not.
I like this.
Who's the guy that pees on every single ad to see if it reacts in any way? Or was it... was it known? Like, what's the ad say? Does the ad say pee on me?
So the ad is of a crib, and then it basically is saying that you peeing on this ad may change your life. And then there's a strip on the bottom, and then you're supposed to pee on it. And then it's like, oh, wait, I guess I need to go buy this crib. Or then I think that most people would say, okay, well, I peed on it, and then I don't need to go buy this crib at IKEA.
How awkward is it going to be when your significant other walks in and you're just peeing on a piece of paper? Like, and there's with no context. He's just going to be so confused. Like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Instead of the you're pregnant, not pregnant, I think you should have to pee on it. And then it's like some sort of like scratch off lotto where it's like 20% off. And then you bring it into IKEA and say, OK, well, I peed on the ad and it says 20% off. So I'm here to buy the crib.
Can you just dip it in the toilet? Is that an option, or do you actually have to have a strong stream striking the page?
Yeah.
Can you dip?
I don't think you can dip.
I think you can dip.
In the toilet water?
No, not in the toilet water. Pee in a cup.
you could pee in a cup and then dip in the cup. That's fine, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a way better. Or a mason jar. We know how much Tyson loves drinking out of those. He's probably got tons of them laying around filled
with... Oh, my goodness. Filled with urine.
Yes.
Just dip them in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Hubert House. Who is that?
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes? Hubert House.
Did Rachel believe in the mason jar theory, Tyson?
What?
Is that what Rachel was doing with the mason jars, with your mason jar collection, or you guys did not use the mason jars?
We were peeing in them?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we weren't peeing in them, but we were... Rachel, for some reason, just thought they were fun glasses.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is... Danny, who knows? This could really become a popular thing.
Yeah, I mean, scratch and sniff was pretty big. Mm-hmm. So pee and smell, maybe other fluids can be dripped onto magazine pages to tell you other things.
Yeah, like could there be some sort of like urinary tract infection symptom medicine where it's like, hey, pee on this, you might have a urinary tract infection.
Yeah. STDs.
Blood tests. Yeah. Yeah. Drug tests. Like, hey, is your kid on drugs? Like, get him to pee on this
semen count
and find out.
Well, you'd have to make fake ones, though, and be like, oh, here's a... And it would be a more of a lottery one. It's like, oh, here's a lotto peer instead of a scratcher. Mm-hmm,
right.
And you pee on,
you might
then it's
win.
Like, this guy's tested positive for a bunch of drugs. You're like, hey, you just won a prison sentence.
Like, the top is like, hey, get our in-home drug test. And then on the bottom, like cut here. And then, hey, let's pee lottery. And then you pee on it. And then it says if you're a winner or not. And then it says,
police
you're
have
a winner,
been alerted.
Give to your
they are
parent
on their
to
way to your house. Yes.
Do not move. This also has a tracking device.
So, boy, it's a whole new world that's out there. I mean, and it must really be desperate for the print industry that these are the kind of ads that they're putting into magazines.
Print's back, baby.
Print's back. All right. And then one other update on a story that last week we told you all about Coca-Cola Plus and how it is now something that is being considered a health food by the Japanese government. So one of our listeners, Kim, I'm not sure if she wants to, does she want full credit? I don't want to out her. Yeah. Again, she gave us an update. Kim B sent us an update and she recorded herself tasting a bottle of Coca-Cola Plus in Japan and recorded a review of it. Let me just play a little bit of her review of Coca-Cola Plus for us here on the podcast.
Too different from Coke Zero or Coke Plus. Probably even more like regular Coke than those two, which is really surprising.
So she said it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, she said it was kind of diety tasting, but in between that and real Coke.
I would assume that the people at Coke spend millions and millions of dollars on research, and they have lots of taste tests. I wouldn't expect them to put out something that tasted like absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm. Really, you don't think that the CEO is just like, just plop another drink out there. I like it.
Look, let's just have, they probably have like a bunch of like dice with certain ingredients, and they probably just roll them and say, okay, make a drink out of that, and then just plop it out there. But no, I think they consider everything and they put it through. Someone's gonna like it. There's no way it's gonna taste like, you know, the urine that you're pissing all over on the IKEA thing. It's gonna taste decent.
Right. Now what we didn't end up getting from her was a review of the laxative that is in Coca-Cola Plus. So if Kim could give us an update of, oh my god, I was in the bathroom for days. Don't drink Coca-Cola Plus. Or she's like, oh, you know what? This was actually a great supplement to my diet now that I drank no change.
Yeah, that is the more interesting point about the drink.
Like, I'm sure it tastes fine.
Can you use it as a cleanse?
Right. But
Coca-Cola Plus cleanse?
Mm-hmm. Yep, the Coca-Cola Plus cleanse.
I like
it. If you mix that with the BX90, I think that's the ultimate in a health package right there.
Right there. Okay. Danny, do you have any stories that are in your bolt hole this week?
Okay, yes, but I'm going to wait.
We're waiting.
Welcome to my bolt
hole. There it is.
I think you're going to like it.
think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah, Bolt Hole.
That was beautiful. Gosh. Okay, guys. Warning. I'm here. This so far, every Bolt Hole has been about health, and this Bolt Hole is no different.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever stifled a sneeze?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You want me to tell you how I do it?
How?
Yeah, tell me.
I breathe all of the air out of my lungs first. Then when I sneeze, there's no air behind it, so it's very, very quiet.
Okay, what's your method, Rob?
All I know is I got to keep my eyes closed because your eyeballs, if you don't blink your eyes...
you purposely close your eyes?
I think that makes sense. I like where Rob's going with this. I have the same thought. My eyeballs are going to explode out of my head.
Okay.
That makes sense, Rob, to me. Guys, there's an article out, and it's just starting to pick up speed on the interwebs, and it's saying do not stifle your sneeze.
Okay.
You can rupture your throat. You can blow an eardrum. You can pop a blood vessel in your brain.
Now, what does a ruptured throat look like?
I don't want to know. I can only picture. It probably looks like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting. I don't want you guys doing it because
Danny
couldn't
do all those throat tricks that he does if he ruptured his throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, if you do it, it sounds like it's a painful and somewhat long recovery if you rupture your throat.
Okay.
That's why my tactic, when you breathe all the air out, there's just no power behind the sneeze.
Yeah, that actually did sound like a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But I always stifled my sneeze because I always thought if I was in like a ninja situation and I needed absolute stealth,
you could do it.
I should probably learn how to stifle my sneeze just in case I'm in like an assassination type situation.
Try my method. It'll sound like a teeny little cough.
I wonder if it's used by ninjas all over the world. Yeah. Tyson's method.
It's not a pleasurable sneeze. You know how like a good hearty sneeze does something to your endorphins and your erogenous zones and everything. This is the opposite. You're like, you actually are like, oh, I just wasted a sneeze that could have been great if I would have filled my lungs up with air. But in some situations, when you don't have the luxury of just like letting it all go, it's like...
Well,
it's like having gas in a public bathroom while you're pooping and you're like, I got to hold it all in because there's people listening to me. But then you get the one no shame guy who's just like, you're like, I like that guy.
Oh, no.
I wish I had his courage.
I like sneezing. I try to, I usually say a curse word during my sneeze and it's really taken hold. And so now I've just kind of like, that's my thing. I like say a curse word when I sneeze. And so I don't ever really block up my sneeze. I used to when I was training for ninja school or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I felt like I needed to know how to stifle it. But don't do it. You're going to blow something. And, for us three, it's very important that we don't blow an eardrum or tear a hole in our throat. Because, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What would happen to News AF?
Right.
So this is more for you guys.
I know what would happen to News AF.
Just be safe out there with those sneezes.
Hello. This is News AF.
That's what would happen.
That's the bolt hole. That's all I've got.
That's all you've got? That's pretty good, though.
Tyson.
So do not hold your sneezes back, but breathe all the air out of your lungs and then sneeze.
But will the millennials come up with the sneeze stifle challenge and then film themselves stifling sneezes and then posting them on social media? And then will Rob Gronkowski need to be the voice of do not stifle your sneezes? No, 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 no.
So here's what's going to happen, Rob. Here's what the millennials are going to do with their sneeze challenge. They're going to get those eye open holder thingies and put one on each eye. Then they're going to put a safety pin over their lips and nose right before they sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
And then if their eyeballs don't pop out, they don't rupture their throat or pop their eardrum, they've won the challenge.
They've won the challenge. So could be a huge new millennial fad. Millennials, get off the Tide Pods and just start stifling sneezes. Get it's called the Pepper
the new most
Stifle
dangerous
Challenge.
Game.
So we'll get a big pepper grinder and then basically, now maybe the millennials could do you get a big pepper grinder and they'll be just like setting up like lines of pepper on the table and get like some sort of dirty dollar bill and just be...
No, just go out and stare at the sun, that bright yellow ball you see every now and then.
And during an eclipse.
And then eventually, someone's going to stifle a sneeze, and they're going to pop an eyeball out of their eye, and it's going to dangle there like a testicle, and it's going to be so horrifying that the whole thing will just be shut down right then and there.
Okay. Boy. It's going to get so many. Logan Paul, where are you? We got the ultimate comeback video for you. The sneeze stifle challenge. They won't be able to resist putting him back on YouTube.
What?
YouTube will call up Logan Paul like, hey, Logan, it's YouTube. Yeah. We made a huge mistake. We need you back.
Come back. What we were thinking. He'll go to Twitch. He's going to go somewhere else.
Nope. I'm out. You guys pissed me off.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let me show Twitch any of my dead body offer. Videos. And now
he's going to go to Live Leak where you could show dead people and not get in trouble.
Yeah, well, now I'm out. You pissed me off. And now I'm taking all of my genius ideas with me. And I'm going to be eating Tide Pods and snorting pepper and showing dead bodies. And you missed out, YouTube. We're sorry. We need you back.
Please come back.
Everybody's all the young people are leaving.
Too late. They made their bed.
Yeah. Maybe BeLive.tv could get in on some of this action.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Okay.
Or all of it.
Or all of it. Boy, what a week of news. How many different stories to talk about? And we didn't even get into micro cheating.
No, too bad.
Which is cheating.
Yes.
We just got into regular cheating with that ultra runner.
Tyson, micro cheating is cheating?
I think it's a form of emotional cheating.
Emotional cheating.
So basically what they're saying is like if you have like any type of secret friendship with somebody that you're not willing to tell your significant other, then that is a little suspect.
Yeah.
Like so me and Rob.
Yes.
Like you and Rob. Oh, so you and Rob are texting back and forth and Nicole's like,
secret friendship.
Who is that? And Rob's like, it's nobody. It's for work.
I thought we were cheating on Tyson.
Oh. You're cheating on me?
Micro cheating. It's like
you guys text
cheating.
Each other without me on the thread?
No.
But, unfortunately.
Yeah. But Danny is in my phone under Aris.
Okay.
No, Tyson won't read those text messages. If he finds my phone.
Yes, that's a part of micro cheating. They said that's one of the signs is having an alias for the person.
What's my alias? What was it?
Mr. Skeeter. Okay, there we go. It's Mr. Skeeter.
Rob's wife's like, who are you? Who's this Mr. Skeeter you're always texting?
I can't believe you finally came up with the nickname you always wanted. And you got to choose it instead of me.
Oh, lucky me, okay. Mr. Skeeter.
Mr. Skeeter.
Is Mr. Skeeter
just call
hashtag?
Me Mr. Skeeter.
There was a Skeeter on that little Muppets show, the animated Muppets cartoon.
Yeah, was it Skeeter or Scooter?
I think it was Scooter.
I think it was Skeeter.
Skeeter? I don't know. Should I type Skeeter into
Google
my
it.
Google?
Yeah, Google it.
Let's see. Skeeter.
Scooter Muppet image search. Yeah, Scooter was his name.
Dang it. So who's Skeeter? Just Danny.
I don't know.
Skeeter. It looks like was he a character on Doug?
Skeeter.
Oh. No, I think that's Skeeter. Was Skeeter the girl Scooter? I think there was a girl Scooter.
No. Let's see who Skeeter is. I'll do an image search.
Mr. Skeeter was a TV movie 1984.
Yeah, so Scooter was the boy Muppet, and then there was like the version of him that was a girl is Skeeter.
Yeah. Skeeter on Doug is also a boy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it looks like the search continues. Let's not glob onto this one yet. It looks like it's already been taken.
Mr. Skeeter? No, I think it's Mr. Skeeter.
Okay. What about Mr. Skeet Dog? Was that
Mr. Skeet Dog?
No. Move away from Skeet entirely. Let's find a whole new. There's lots of nicknames we can explore. Let's not get too sidetracked by this one.
Okay. Dustin is saying that wasn't that a guy from Dukes of Hazzard?
Skeeter?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think that was
Google
Enos.
Skeeter Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Okay. And then this is from Kim is talking about Skeeter syndrome. That has to do with mosquito bites.
Dukes of Hazzard. That is correct. Mm-hmm. So yeah, okay. that one's a tired. Let's just continue the search.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, but I think it has a new connotation nowadays, so you could refresh it.
No, I don't want to bring it back.
Everything old is new.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what is the hashtag? Is it Mr. Skeeter?
No, it's the Stifle Sneeze Challenge.
Stifle Cheese Challenge. Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Make sure to challenge 80 of your friends to the Stifle Sneeze Challenge. No, we have to
have a review.
Nobody should do the Stifle Sneeze Challenge. Nobody should.
And if you do it, keep your eyes closed.
Keep your eyes closed.
That's the disclaimer. Yeah.
I don't want to see any dangling eyeballs.
No, but part of the challenge is propping your eyes open and shutting your mouth and nose completely off.
Right.
So your friends tape your eyes open.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you do challenge people, you should only challenge Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Dion Lewis, Robert Kraft, only members of the New England Patriots.
Okay.
That'd be crazy if the next week's headline was all about how the New England Patriots are falling out of the playoffs because
Tom Brady loses both eyes. Rob Gronkowski ruptures throat.
And a testicle.
Guys.
Yes.
I have to go to the bathroom pretty bad.
Okay, do your review and then go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Here's the review. We have three new ones, so that's really nice to hear and see.
Mm-hmm.
Entertaining podcast.
One, an emergency.
Yeah, I'll give you one. We'll save the other two. Entertaining podcast, 5 stars by P.T. Raja.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Tyson and Danny are spontaneously funny. I've been listening to the podcast since it started, and it keeps getting better. It does. Oh, that's true. Exponentially better, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Like Moore's Law of the podcast.
Yeah. Okay. It's a good review.
It's a great review. It's just simple to the point. Tells us what to expect and what it is, and then that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Great job once again on the News AF. Tyson, do you need to break to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay. All right. You go to the show. Me and Danny will close things out, and maybe you'll be back.
Well, what else do you have to do? I'm going to get FOMO.
Say goodbye. Yeah. That's basically it. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre for putting everything together and the edited version of News AF podcast. We'll be back next Tuesday for more News AF. And, hope everybody has a great week. Join the group AF. Send us your all your breaking news stories. We're on Facebook, group AF. And that's about it.
Oh, okay. So are you going to do it now or you already did it?
That's it. That's it.
Okay. I'll text you guys from the toilet.
Okay. All right. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.